Monsieur le Haut-Commissaire, vous avez la parole.
Oui, merci, Monsieur le Président. Je vais être assez rapide parce que je pense qu'il n'y en a eu que cinq. Tout d'abord, je commence par la fin pour remercier la secrétaire d'État de la Guinée-Bissau de sa déclaration. Dans ce cas-là, donc, la fermeture du bureau du HCR en Guinée-Bissau, je pense, c'est une bonne nouvelle. Beaucoup de choses ont été réglées. Vous avez bien décrit tout le travail qui a été fait pour que on puisse vous confier entièrement les responsabilités en matière des mouvements de réfugiés. Et vous avez parlé de résultats dans le domaine juridique, dans le domaine de l'inclusion et en plus, très important, mais toujours très important en Afrique de l'Ouest, les résultats obtenus dans le domaine de la lutte à l'apatridie. Je vous en remercie très chaleureusement. And moving to Angola, unfortunately my Portuguese is not good enough to organize a reply, but I did listen carefully to the important statement. Angola is a country where we have been working for many years. I want to single out in particular your mention of the framework between UNHCR and IOM. This is important. I did not mention it in my opening statement, but in the past we have received many queries from member states on the need to clarify the division of labor between two organizations that are both dealing with human mobility, but in different ways, refugees and migration. And the framework that we have recently established attempts at clarifying some at least of those questions and improve even further the cooperation, which is already very strong between the two agencies. So thank you, Angola, for mentioning it. It applies to your area because, as we have said already many times, mixed flows are becoming prevalent even in the southern part of Africa and in many parts of Africa. And so that cooperation becomes useful for different regions. Also, thanks, Angola, for the work being done on cessation for a number of different refugee groups that you have mentioned. This is positive, moving towards solution. And of course, you also mentioned statelessness. I'm glad that many countries are mentioning statelessness. I'm very pleased to hear that. We need, as I said, to accelerate our work in that respect. Back, sorry, I should have said it earlier, back to, for one moment, to West Africa, to salute the statement of Gambia. Thank you, Minister. Thank you for the work that you have described, done to manage different flows affecting your country. And thank you for concluding your statement. This is not easy, but not an easy subject, but by mentioning the impact on that the impact, the inflationary impact in your country, prices of food, for example, are having an impact also on the most vulnerable, including the refugees. Something I said this morning, but I'm glad that you're recognizing, although I'm not glad that it is happening, because it is the consequence of a trend that is affecting the whole world, and in particular, certain parts of the world. And like you said, Minister, I want to quote you by saying that it is an humanitarian imperative to respond to that, in particular when it comes to the most affected people. And Zimbabwe also used an expression that I want to echo, the developmental approach to refugee protection. I like that very much. This is also what I said earlier, that inclusion is a powerful form of protection. And you have given, Zimbabwe Minister, you have given many examples through which, as you said, you promote self-reliance. And thank you for mentioning your gestures in terms of giving land, participating in a food security activities with WFP. Thank you for your important focus that we should hear even more here on youth activities. Youth are the future. Many refugees are young, so it's important to invest in that category of people. And also, thank you for mentioning a subject that is very dear to me, which is inclusion through sports. You have detailed what you're doing in your country. I know much is done in other countries. You know, we cooperate with the International Olympic Committee and many other sports institutions, but it was good to hear that even more at the grassroots level, much is being done. Minister, you mentioned the impact of sanctions, something that I know is an issue very important for many member states. Sanctions are a political issue. I won't venture in making judgments there, but I do want to say that it is important, and we remind everybody all the time that the imposition of sanctions or any variation of that should not impede or prevent us from delivering and conducting humanitarian activities. And that is very important. I may have to mention it again, but I wanted to use this opportunity to say that. Last but not least, Turkmenistan. Once again, I have to say Turkmenistan reported back to us very important work done for the reduction of statelessness with a very, very concrete example. I think you mentioned that nationality was given to about 1,500 people on the occasion, I think, of some national celebration, National Day. And thank you for that, because I know it's not the first time that you have done it. And I know that some of those that have received citizenship are not only stateless, but are also refugees. I know that there are small number of other refugees in Turkmenistan, and I hope that along that, in that drive, that it will be able to find solutions also for the remaining group of refugees in your country. Thank you.